Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Call it the Eclectic Piano Show. We've got an anti-folk star, a New Orleans great, and a Puerto Rican master all giving our Steinway Grand a workout. I'm John Schaefer, and today it's day four in our week-long series of the best live performances of 2009 on Soundcheck. We'll hear Regina Spektor, Alan Toussaint, Eddie Palmieri, and more. To begin, Regina Spektor's last album was named one of Rolling Stone magazine's best of 2006. It sold more than 500,000 copies. Now, the Soviet-born New York-based songwriter has a recent record called Far, and she played the lead single from it, Laughing With, live on Soundcheck.
No one laughs at God in a hospital. No one laughs at God in a war. No one's laughing at God when they're starving or freezing or so very poor. No one laughs at God when a doctor calls after some routine tests. No one's laughing at God when it's gotten real late and their kid's not back from that party yet. No one laughs at God when an airplane starts to uncontrollably shake. No one's laughing at God when they see the one they love hand in hand with someone else and they hope that they're mistaken. No one laughs at God when a cop's knock on your door and they say, "We got some bad news, sir." No one's laughing at God when there's a famine, fire, or flood. But God could be funny at a cocktail party while listening to a good God-themed joke, or when the crazy say he hates us and they get so red in the head you think they're about to choke. God could be funny when told to give you money if you just pray the right way, and when presented like a genie who does magic like Houdini or grants wishes like Jiminy Cricket and Santa Claus. God could be so hilarious, ha ha. No one laughs at God in a hospital. No one laughs at God in a war. No one's laughing at God when they've lost all they got and they don't know what for. No one laughs at God on a day they realize that the last sight they'll ever see is a pair of hateful eyes. No one's laughing at God when they're saying their goodbyes. But God could be funny at a cocktail party while listening to a good God-themed joke, or when the crazy say he hates us and they get so red in the head you think they're about to choke. God could be funny when told to give you money if you just pray the right way, and when presented like a genie who does magic like Houdini or grants wishes like Jiminy Cricket and Santa Claus. God could be so hilarious, but no one laughs at God in a hospital. No one laughs at God in a war. No one laughs at God in a hospital. No one laughs at God in a war. No one laughing at God in a hospital. No one's laughing at God in a war. No one's laughing at God when they're starving or freezing or so very poor. No one's laughing at God. No one's laughing at God. No one's laughing at God. We're all
Regina Spektor unveiling what soon became a big hit single for her called Laughing With. That's how she performed it here in our Soundcheck studio. Hall of Fame songwriter and producer Alan Toussaint has already weathered a big storm, Hurricane Katrina, which forced him to leave his native New Orleans. Now, Toussaint is bringing a bit of New Orleans to the rest of the country. He performed with rapper Lil Wayne during the Grammy Awards. Here in New York, he did several New Orleans Sunday brunch events at Joe's Pub, and he released an album celebrating the musical heritage of the Big Easy called The Bright Mississippi. Alan Toussaint played one of his old hits for us, though, when he performed here in our Soundcheck studio. ¶¶ Southern Nights by Alan Toussaint, the New Orleans pianist and composer, playing in our Soundcheck studio earlier this year. This is the fourth of our five special shows featuring some of our favorite live music performances in the Soundcheck studio this year, a year when WNYC opened its new street-level performance studio, The Green Space. And for the occasion, the Argentine-American composer Osvaldo Golijov wrote a special piece. The New York-based string quartet Ethel helped play it in the Green Space itself. The piece is called Radio, and this was its broadcast premiere live on Soundcheck.
Well, by the century-old times in historic City Hall, this is New York, the city of opportunity, where more than 8 million people live in peace and harmony and enjoy the benefits of democracy.
Thank you.
Radio is the appropriate name of that work, written by Osvaldo Golihoff, commissioned by WNYC for the opening of the Green Space, our ground floor performance studio, and that's where the string quartet Ethel did this performance back in April. Robert Glasper has always had two music personalities. One is the pianist who plays with hip-hop stars like Q-Tip and Mos Def. The other is the composer, the one with three releases on the prestigious jazz label Blue Note. On his new record, Double Booked, he has introduced yet a third personality, the country boy. Here's his piece, Yes, I'm Country and That's Okay, as he played it live on Soundcheck.
Thank you.
pianist Robert Glasper with Yes, I'm Country, and That's Okay. This is the fourth of our five special shows featuring some of the best live performances in our Soundcheck studio in 2009. Still to come, guitarist Smokey Hormel, Indian duo Medieval Pundits, and more. This is Soundcheck.